big diesel engine to idle, hooked the end of the chain to the brake handle, and shouted to the other roughnecks, "Brake time! Damn, it's hot!" He waved to the man at the top of the derrick to come on down. The man followed Red to the tool shack, laughing, pushing, and joking with each other. Red liked working hard, and he liked working with hard men. They were all dirty, oily, and sweaty, but they were used to it, and it didn't bother them at all. Around 8 o'clock in the evening, Red heard someone calling his name. "Red, Red, where are you? 80's in labor." Red came out of the shack at a run, calling back over his shoulder to a fellow by the name of Gene to take his place running the big engine. "Got to go home and look in on 80. I may be back and maybe not, depending on how she's doing. We're going to have a baby." Red jumped into the old truck beside his friend, saying, "How's she doing? Is she having the baby now?" "Don't know," his friend said. "My wife is with her. She just said to come and get you. I think she just started, though, and if she did, might take a while." They roared through the oil camp known as Tuckertown and slid to a stop in front of the little shotgun house where Red had lived for only a few months. He hit the ground running. "80, 80, I'm home. Where are you?" He entered the bedroom and saw 80 laying on the bed. "The first pain was about 2 hours ago," 80 gasped, breathing heavily. "It comes and goes." Red, still oily, dirty, and sweaty, leaned against the door jamb, looking over at his wife of 2 years, and said, "Okay, well, just take it easy. Lay there and rest. I'm here, so let me know when, and I'll fetch the doctor." 80 felt another pain coming on. 6 or 7 minutes apart, she gasped. "Bring me a wet wash rag, Naaman." She clasped her hands underneath her swollen belly, looked up at Red, and added, "We're going to have a very big baby, I think."